The Athletics squaring off with the Indians. Terry Francona returning to the Cleveland dugout. We pick it up in the third inning. A man on for Matt Joyce facing Carlos Carrasco.
Here's his pitch. Swung on, line drive, right center field, headed to the alley. That'll split the gap, and it may score the first run. Zimmer's on it quickly. Davis is rounding third, heading for home. The relay is not in time. Safe at home plate. Into third goes Joyce. He's safe ahead of the throw by Gomes, and the Athletics have taken a 1-0 lead. Here's his pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Big rip by Encarnacion, didn't get it. And he's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Fourth strikeout for Gray. The 2-2, swung on and foul tipped or no, strike three. Did not get a piece of it. Santana is down on strikes and the Indians are retired in the top half of the fourth. The 2-0 pitch, swung on and lifted high in the air to deep left. Way back there, and that ball is gone. Home run, Rajay Davis, against his former team. 3-0 Oakland. Third home run of the season for Rajay Davis, who had a rough series against the Indians in Cleveland when he returned to Progressive Field for the first time since his Game 7 heroics in the World Series. Went just 2-for-12 in that series, but he has done damage here tonight. Here's the 0-1, and that's swung on and launched high and deep right center. Zimmer back, looking up, and that ball's gone. 4-0 Oakland. Number 21 for Yonder Alonso as his tremendous All-Star season continues. And the Indians find themselves down 4-0. As Goody's 0-2, bounced in there, gets free on Gomes, racing down the line and scoring with a slide is Chapman. That's a heads-up base-running play by Chapman, and Gomes did not react quickly, nor did Goody, as Chapman was racing down the line on a pitch that popped free up the first baseline, but really was not that far away, but a great break by Chapman. And he scores a fifth run for Oakland. It's now 5-0 Athletics on the wild pitch by Goody.
The Athletics blank the Indians 5-0 behind Sonny Gray, who tosses six scoreless innings, giving up just two hits, striking out five. Rajay Davis, two hits and two runs scored. Oakland has now won five of their last seven games. Indians manager Terry Francona returned to the dugout for this one, but his team fell to the Athletics. Francona spoke after the game.
He was down with everything, and then off of that, the changeup was really a good pitch. We've seen him pitch well, and tonight was, he was in command right from the beginning, and we never were able to get much going at all. And again, it was just everything was down, and off of the fastball in the same location was that fading changeup it was a good pitch.
What did you think of how Cookie pitched tonight?
He gave up, the solos. I think on a normal night or, a night when we're swinging a little bit, it looks like a lot more competitive game. But that's kind of the way Oakland's been. They can hit the ball at the ballpark. Even in this spacious place, they hit the ball at the ballpark. And that's part of what they do.
Think of the effort on the part of Zimmer, Gonzalez, and Gomes when Rajay scored the relay to almost get him.
Yeah, and we probably get him if Gonzi keeps it on the infield side of the, we had a real legit shot there. And that's tough because when you go for it like that, you're conceding another 90 feet going to third. So it's either there's not a whole lot of in between there.
Carlos Carrasco took the loss, allowing five runs and six and a third frames.
I think I pitched okay. I think the problem was when you get behind the count, so you have to throw a strike right there. That's what I get the two homer. But, it's part of the game. It's what it is,
What was the pitch that you gave up to Raj on the home run?
It was fastball. Not the matter. I just started throwing a slider for ball, sliding ball. Okay, just get it behind the count, just throw a fastball.
You think the fact that he knows you, that he played, here last year. Does that help him in that in a bat like that?
Really, I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But the hitter, now when you get behind, they know we're coming with fastball. That's, I think that's what the pitcher is looking for.
How tough is it to get down and have a guy like Gray pitching the way he's pitching and you're on the mound?
He was great. He pitched good. He keeping us ball on our guys. Well, it was good, you know, the way he pitched. But just getting ready for tomorrow, win tomorrow.
You've won 5 straight, I think. Does that hurt? I mean, a streak like that lose.
You know what is? Like I said before, it's part of the game. You never know. You don't know if you're gonna win or lose. Just go there and pitch. You know, do your best, the best you can. And we lose today, so we get him tomorrow. So we got Kluber tomorrow. So we won tomorrow.
The Indians couldn't get the offense going against the A's. Bradley Zimmer spoke after.
I mean, he was good tonight, no doubt. I think he was keeping the ball down. And you know, just pitching out his changeup, and got a lot of us to kind of get off balance, and he was just commanding. I think he was just commanding his changeup well and keeping the ball down. And, that happens, and tip your cap to him tonight, and then come back tomorrow and regroup and play some good baseball.
What do you think of this, the opportunity you're getting to lead off right now?
Yeah, I mean, Kip goes down, Lonnie goes down, so, I'm happy to go up top and do what I can. So, with those guys missing, it's a big part in our lineup, and I do what I can to fill that spot and continue to help us out.
Up next, the series against the Athletics continues on Saturday with Corey Kluber on the hill.